embroidery is an important part of Hmong culture. A class at the Manitowoc Public Library is teaching people about the history of Hmong cross-stitch and how to do some traditional Hmong cross-stitching themselves. Ning Li Va is co-teaching the Hmong cross-stitching workshop at the Manitowoc Public Library. It's called Stitching Our Story. She's also the Southeast Asian Program Manager for Safe Harbor in Sheboygan. Ning Li, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Can you tell us first about the role that embroidery plays in Hmong art and culture?
The embroidery is something that identifies who we are, and maybe young girls should know how to do the embroidery when they're really young age.
When did you first learn to do this cross-stitching?
I first did this when I was in first grade.
First grade. Did it come naturally or did it take some work to get into it?
It does take some time to do it. It's not that easy.
Now, can you paint us a picture? What does Hmong embroidery look like? What are some common colors and patterns?
Well, the Hmong embroidery is, if you do the cross stitches, if you do a more like a snail shape, you have to know like how many stitches you do straight one and how many stitches before you make a turn, curve it a little bit. And mostly, we use really bright color. We like bright color, like really bright pink and orange and white and really rich blue and green color.
Now, the workshop you're teaching at the library is called Stitching Your Story. Can you talk about that name and where it came from?
The name came from one of the videos that it showed that as a Stitch Our Story. It's a really short video clip about 5 minutes, and she is talking about, you know, this cross-stitching is so important to our Hmong sister because it starts from a really young age. You learn how to do that, but it also, it go with you, like you make clothes. Your clothes that has all the design in the cross-stitches, and you will wear during every day, and but especially on the occasional of a New Year's wedding celebration. So we wear those clothes custom to show people the beautiful design that we have. And also carry on, when you get married, you will wear when you're on your wedding, and until the day that you die, you still wear those clothes. It can kind of show that you are Hmong.
I understand in Hmong embroidery, there's something called a story cloth, which comes from, again, I understand, a refugee camps after the Vietnam War. Can you tell us the story of story cloths?
Yes. The story cloth started in a refugee camp. So because we are not a artist who are paintings, we are more like sewing stuff. So all the women started to do this sewing by just telling the story that this is, if you look at the story cloth, it will have like three different parts. One part is they will tell you about the lifestyle in Laos, what they did and what it looked like, and then the refugee camp, or might be a little bit the transitional of the journal from Laos to Thailand, and then live in the refugee camp, and they came to the United States, how the United States building is really nice and tall, and they painted all those pictures and tell you the story. If you look at them, you look at every corner and every part of the story or the embroidery, it will tell you all the story about our life.
And Ning Li, what will you be teaching in your workshop?
Well, in my workshop, I will be teaching two things. One is the bookmark, to show them how to put this beautiful design so you can put in your bookmark, and also the costo, so you can put in your coffee a mark, beautiful on your table.
Ning Li, thanks a lot, and good luck with the class.
Thank you.
That's Ning Li Va, Southeast Asian Program Coordinator for Safe Harbor in Sheboygan. She talked to us about the Hmong cross-stitch workshop she's teaching at the Manitowoc Public Library.